KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy and 70. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Wednesday, August 15th. News sponsored by Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust. The clouds should make way for sunshine this afternoon, and we're expecting high about 91. About a tenth of an inch of rain in Chickasha last night. Minko got about 3/4 of an inch of rain last night. Caddo County authorities investigating a body found floating in Fort Cobb Lake. The story tops today's Cool News.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now 3 generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
Investigators looking into the death of a man whose body was found afloat at Fort Cobb Lake last night. The victim's been identified as 45-year-old Tony Ray McGarrah, his hometown not known. Caddo County authorities have called in the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation to help. The OSBI called in just before 8 o'clock last night. It's not known if last night's storms might be to blame for McGarrah's death. The state medical examiner will perform an autopsy. Another telephone scam making the rounds in the Grady County area. It's a recorded message that indicates it's from the IRS, saying potential victims may owe thousands of dollars and they will be arrested and taken to jail. Grady County Sheriff Jim Weir.
They're telling people there's 3 to 4 charges fixing to be filed on them unless they call this particular phone number and take care of it.
Weir says if you get one of these phone calls, just hang up. You should not call the number that they give. He says many times they're calling from out of the country. The scammers could get your personal information from your phone number if you do call back. And if you get one of these calls, Weir suggests you call your local police or sheriff's office, who will pass the information on to the attorney general. The man arrested for leading a state trooper on a high-speed pursuit last week charged with a felony in connection with the chase. Prosecutors filed 1 count of attempting to elude against 35-year-old Robert Patrick D'Amico. Bond was set at $100,000. You'll recall that last Friday, a state trooper tried to pull over D'Amico on a traffic stop for speeding through a construction zone. The pursuit ended after about 15 minutes and ended when D'Amico crashed his vehicle in the Chickasha neighborhood. Prosecutors declined to file any charges against the woman who was a passenger in D'Amico's truck, Christina Gonzalez. More Cool News coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
Chickasha's new economic development director is on board. Cody Mosley introduced to the Economic Development Council during the group's monthly meeting yesterday. The EDC board of directors hired Mosley last month. Mosley telling us he's looking forward to being part of a plan to revitalize downtown Chickasha. Chickasha, one of just 2 cities that have been accepted into an OU program called the Institute of Quality Communities. Mosley has worked with the group before.
I don't know if it's commonly understood just how great of a program this is. The IQC was actually built by Blair Humphreys, who is a MIT graduate with a planning focus and is responsible for several great developments. Obviously, the Humphreys name is very familiar throughout Oklahoma City, but this is a really, really strong group.
A meeting to get public input regarding the proposal that the Institute is putting together will be held later this fall. In the meantime, Mosley, his wife Chelsea, and their 3-year-old daughter Lincoln have already moved to Chickasha. The pet foods plant in Chickasha has been closed for many years, but some former employees having a reunion this weekend. City Councilman Mark Keeling is joined by T.L. Taylor. in organizing the reunion. It'll be Saturday at Full Gospel Church at 922 North 10th. They'll start things at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. Lunch at noon. It's going to cost you $10 for that. There's also going to be a tour of the plant starting at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. If you want more information, check out the Pet Milk Gang's Facebook page or contact T.L. Taylor, 405-779-7260. Wheat and small grain producers have until the end of the month to decide on enrolling in USDA's Non-Insured Disaster Assistance, or NAP, program. Amanda Tye with the Caddo County Farm Service Agency.
This is an insurance program that you can purchase from Farm Service Agency. August 31st is the deadline to purchase this insurance for your small grain grazing crops. If you plant wheat with the intention of pasturing it, then you need to contact our office by August 31st.
Cost of NAP coverage is $250. NAP is also available for grasses, but the deadline for that not until next March. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down just a bit yesterday to $67.04 a barrel. London-based Brent crude also was down slightly to $72.46. Yesterday, a good day for natural gas, up to $2.96 per million BTUs. But metals falling below some benchmark prices yesterday. Gold slides below $1,200 to $1,192, and silver is under $15 to $14.84. Our weather forecast calling for cloudy skies this morning. Should be sunny this afternoon with a high about 91. Looks like the threat of rain is over for a while. And right now we've got cloudy skies and 70 downtown Chickasha, and a tenth of an inch of rain in the storms that moved through the Chickasha area last night. Minco got about 3/4 of an inch of rain. Cool 105.5 Sports, next, it's 7:07.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, the USAO men's soccer team went on the road to Tulsa for their first preseason scrimmage last night. It was a competitive match with NCAA Division I Oral Roberts University, but the Drovers dropped a 2-1 decision. The Golden Eagles scoring the game-winning goal in the 64th minute. Both teams attempted 9 shots. USAO had 2 saves on goal. ORU had 7. Next up for USAO, a road trip to Shawnee tomorrow night against Division II Oklahoma Baptist. The USAO women's soccer team heads to Ada tomorrow night to take on East Central in their first scrimmage. And by the way, the preseason NAIA national soccer rankings out for the men yesterday, and defending champion Wayland Baptist, the preseason number one team, the only Sooner Athletic Conference team in the top 25. USAO made the top 40, getting 5 points in the preseason. The USAO women's soccer team preseason a poll should be out later this week. A few high school baseball games from yesterday. Fort Cobb-Broxton over Leedy, 4-2. Lokiba Sickles out-hit Sentinel, 14-12. Fletcher topped Duke, 12-4. Ninicaw and Sterling were rained out. Some softball yesterday. Minco over Apache, 5-1. Sorrel gets past Sterling, 2-1. Marlow over Anadarko, 4-1. Binger Oney tops Mountain View Godibeau, 15-6. And Fletcher over Geary, 18-1. The Ampo Verdon game and Blanchard and Bethany games rained out. The Oklahoma City Dodgers go an extra inning at Omaha with the Storm Chaser scoring a walk-off 1-0 win with a sack fly in the 10th inning. The teams have split the first 2 games of that series, Game 3 tonight in Omaha. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning all brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.